Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome to our regular segment for the Friday Wire with Auckland Council. Today I spoke to Pippa Coombe about the Northern Pathway, which was announced today for cyclists and walkers, and also the rally that happened on Sunday, Liberate the Lane, that she spoke at, and about how that they have pulled the Onehunga low traffic neighbourhood pilot after having serious backlash from the community. So I started off with laughing with Pippa about the timing of the rally on Sunday and then the announcement of the Northern Pathway this morning.
Well, it would be nice to think that the rally resulted in such a positive outcome, but I think this has been working, you know, there's been work going on behind the scenes for a long time, and the Minister of Transport, Michael Wood, made it very clear some time ago that this was one of his priorities, to get a pathway across the bridge. So it is nice that it has come at this time, and also that he said that still considering a trial is in the pipeline. So
yeah, still considering the trial for using a lane over the bridge. It was over the summer.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what pops out, but there's different ways a trial could be done, but I would very much hope for a three-month trial just using one lane of the bridge.
Yeah, and it's good that they're still considering that, and still hopefully that will happen, because a whole new walkway and cycle bridge isn't going to happen overnight, is it?
No, well, it's looking at being a 5 to 6 year project, so we can't really wait that long. We've got to get people using active transport as fast as we can, and we know the only way to do that is to make people feel safe and to provide the connections.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to get to this point, and Auckland Council has certainly been chatting about it for a long time. Why do you think it's taken this long?
Well, I think the Skypath project that's been underway for a very long time, probably coming up for about 15 years, and the idea of attaching a structure onto the bridge, I think that was a good idea, but the more it's been investigated, what we're hearing from kind of experts is that the bridge isn't structurally sound enough to carry any more attachments. So this is why a completely separate bridge has now what's popped out.
Yeah. And yeah. You spoke at Liberate the Lane on Sunday. How was the day?
Well, it was a fantastic morning. First of all, the weather gods cooperated, so we just had an amazing turnout of people, probably about 1,500 gathered at Point Erin Park, and I was one of the speakers along with Chloe and Sir Bob Harvey and Barb Cuthbert, who's the chair of Bike Auckland, and Bike Auckland organised the rally, and it was just a fantastic turnout, but also people really frustrated that it's taken so long to get a connection. The rally, there was, speeches, the official part of the rally, and then I was one of probably about 1,000 people who made it onto the bridge as well and took part in a peaceful protest on the bridge.
How did that feel, being able to get onto the bridge?
Well, I think it was anticipated that that would happen. The traffic management was there, and the lanes were notified that they would be blocked. So I think a lot of people like me, we got down there and the police were standing to one side, and they were anticipating that people would go onto the bridge. So I wasn't expecting that day to turn out like that. It wasn't my plan. Definitely wasn't going to storm the bridge. But when it was clear that the lanes were blocked safely and there was no police line stopping anybody, I took the opportunity, and it was just fantastic to be up there. And I think one of the surprises is also always just that the gradient isn't as steep as people think. It's actually a very easy ride, and there were people walking and scootering, wheelchairs. It was a very happy event.
Cool. Yeah, I ran over it as part of the Auckland, not on Sunday.
Oh, right,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
But as just part of the Auckland Marathon, and yeah, you're right about the gradient. I thought it was going to be a massive hill that I would really struggle to run over, but it was a hill, but it was okay.
it's a very manageable gradient, and there were heaps of kids on the bridge who were just cruising along. So it's definitely doable to have a lane actually on the bridge for active transport.
I want to move on now to the Onehunga low-traffic neighbourhood pilot, which has a decision just been made to pull it after serious concerns about public safety and vandalism and disruption at the project site. Can you tell me what happened?
Well, I'm not closely across this project because it's not in my ward area, but I am following, you know, all of the Innovating Streets projects because I really want them to happen, and this is the way that we've got to do transport projects going forward, because they're low cost, they're about encouraging people to be able to walk and cycle safely in their neighbourhoods, and it's a much cheaper intervention than, you know, building more roads. So to make neighbourhoods low traffic has been shown to be really effective overseas. Unfortunately, in Onehunga, it did unravel with a lot of aggression from parts of the community, and it was really disappointing to see that, you know, people took to vandalising the project as a way of getting their own way. There would have been better ways of resolving it, especially as it was a trial. Mm-hmm. So I think there's probably been lots of lessons all around about how an Innovating Streets project is communicated and implemented. But what we know is that the people who initiated the project and the leaders on the local board and in the community, you know, they're on the right side of history, and we're going to see more and more low traffic neighbourhoods. I mean, it's just got to happen. We can't just keep stuffing more traffic, high speed traffic, into residential streets.
What have you learnt from this incident, and how will that shape the next steps in other pilots and movement into low traffic neighbourhoods?
Well, I think it is about communicating that it's the trial of the consultation. You know, there's been a lot of discussion that there wasn't enough consultation leading into it, but the whole point of a trial is that you learn from it being in the ground. And there are, you know, projects happening all over Auckland at the moment that are being tested as a trial. So that probably, you know, that's about the communication and how you support the team who are doing that implementing, and also being really clear about what their outcomes and what you're trying to achieve, because often there's a feeling that this is taking away from people, and drivers who might, you know, have always done the same thing and might have to change their habits. That can feel like a big imposition, whereas actually, you know, the changes are for the good of everybody, and it's how do you work with people to be able to make a transition. Mm. And it's not easy, because we're so fixated on the way we've always done things. We've always thought, you know, we should be able to drive everywhere, you know, and for every trip, but that just has to change. We have to do things differently.
That was Waitemata Councillor Pippa Coombe.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.